I believe we're back at Martin Stadium about, we're about a minute and a half before the kickoff of the second half. The Vikings lead 21-6, and it's been quite an eventful first half. A lot of things going on, and then everything going on in during halftime. We had two power outages and a lot of other things going on. We flipped over to our cellular system, and now we're back with power. So real quickly, before we get ready to kick this second half off, let's go over some stats brought to you by the Sunny's Barbecue Halftime Report with two locations, one in Lake Park and one on Norman Drive. First half stats, Lowndes with first downs, 10 first downs, Douglas with 8. Rushing tonight, Douglas has 16 carries for 53 yards. The Vikings have 28 carries for 148 yards and 3 touchdowns. Passing tonight, Douglas is 5 of 8 with that one interception. The Vikings are 0 for 0, no touchdowns, no interceptions. Passing yards for Douglas, 101 yards. Total plays, 28 for the Vikings, 24 for the Astros. Total offense, Douglas with 154 yards, the Vikings 148 yards. Fumbles tonight, Douglas has fumbled once without losing it. The Vikings have not turned the ball over. Penalties, Douglas has 3 penalties for 30 yards, while Lowndes has got 5 penalties for 25 yards. There have been no punts tonight from either team. The leading rusher, number 22 for Douglas is Patrick Michael, 10 carries for 38 yards and a touchdown. The leading receiver, number 7, Terry Dawson, 3 catches for 78 yards. For the Vikings, the leading rusher, number 28, Darius Perry, 13 carries for 81 yards and 2 touchdowns. And that is your first half stats. And I want to thank Coach Dice and his staff from Lowndes Middle School for all that they do there. And we're getting ready to kick this thing off, so we'll stay right here for just a minute. The captains again go back out to the middle of the field. And, of course, Douglas won the toss. They deferred their decision to the second half. So they'll be receiving to start the second half while the Vikings will kick off. I'll tell you what, it's going to take just a few minutes to get this teed up. So let's take a 60-second break, and we'll be right back. You're listening to the Lowndes High Radio broadcast on News Talk 105.9 WBGA.
High school football on a South Georgia Friday night is a Southern tradition, just like doing business with Farmers and Merchants Bank. We've been building relationships and service since 1907, becoming a leader by providing quality customer service. We take great pride in getting to know you as an individual and building a personal relationship. With locations in Lakeland, Nashville, Homerville, Covington, and Valdosta, we are a Southern tradition you can bank on, and we're putting your priorities first. Member FDIC.
Football is not an indoor game, and if it were played inside your house, it would quickly destroy everything. Termites are all around your home, and as long as they're outside, it's fine. It's when they get inside your home they destroy it. Astro Exterminating knows how to keep termites outside your home and protect your life's largest investment. Living in the most termite-infested part of the country, termites are out there. To keep them out there, call Astro Exterminating, keeping termites outside since 1969.
The Vikings play here.
News Talk 105.9 WBGA.
Back at Martin Stadium, want to say, well, if he was listening, I'd say hello to my buddy Phil Salter.
He's down there in the end zone.
But I'll just wave at him instead and talk about him on the radio.
There we go.
I want to see those stats you had down there.
Well, we'll get them back from down there at the other end here.
We are
trailing in the total yardage category, 154 yards to 147. But I'll take 21 points on the scoreboard over 6 any day.
And we're getting ready to start the third quarter. Our Vikings are set to kick off. Mark Willis, ball teed up, getting ready to kick into the south end zone. Back deep to receive, number 20, Timothy Burney and Michael Patrick. There is a kick, and the third quarter is underway in this second-round playoff game. Taking the kick short, taking it to 15 across the 20, and the runner will go down at the 25. And that was
number 12, Daniel Brown, it looks like.
I believe you're right, Bill Osborne. It was Daniel Brown, took the short kick, and it will take over first and 10. At the 26-yard line.
Well, the Vikings so far on defense have been a bend but don't break kind of situation. We've had a great interception by Kelly Dawson. good defense, good pass coverage, but just a great effort by their quarterback, Ronald Holiday. He just throws it where his receivers can make the catch.
Now they go back to the I formation. They send a receiver near side, one far side. The receiver on this side is Slayton. Holiday goes under the center, got the tight end to our side, gets to the tailback, Patrick, around the right side, and he gets hit as he gets up to the 30-yard line after a pickup of about 3 yards.
And nothing doing. I mean, he picked up, like I said, that's 2 or 3 yards, but when he was hit solid, leading on the tackle, number 4, Marcus Solomon. Also, Little Bear Simmons, number 57, in on the tackle.
And that'll be a 3-yard carry all the way up to the 30-yard line. Second and 7 from there. Just underway in the third quarter. Vikings leading it 21-6. Do have an update in the third quarter. It is ML King 14. Valdosta has closed within 2 at 12. Again, he splits his receivers. We're in a 5-man front. Takes a snap. Drops back, looking to throw. Downfield, got a man open. The catch made by number 7 at the 40. As he crosses the 50 down to the 45, we haul him down at our 40-yard line. That's Terry Dawson on the reception.
Pretty good coverage by Gerald Dentz and Greg Reed, but their receiver just got in the only spot open downfield.
And that's the first down for the Astros all the way down to our 40-yard line. Terry Dawson, a 6'2", 240-pound senior. Splits his receivers again in the I formation. We're in a 5-man front. Takes a snap. Gives it to number 22, Mike Patrick, over the right side. He gets hit and driven backwards.
Oh, wow.
But he does get a yard down to the 39.
Yeah, they blew the whistle after they had driven him back about 5 or 6 yards. Still never brought him to the ground, though.
Bill, if I am correct, we touched the ball 3 times in the first half. We scored all 3 times. Not a bad average. The second and 9 at our 39-yard line. They bring Eugene Young to our side of the field. Now they put Slayton in the slot on this side. They send number 18, that's Waylon Williams, to the far side. Now they've got Tripps to the near side. That's Patrick that comes out here. Holiday drops back, looking to throw, being chased, throws out in the flat. Catch is made, and Patrick is hit immediately after he picks up about 3 yards. It's a 3-yard pass play, and he's hit and driven back immediately.
Marcus Solomon just made a monster hit, knocking backwards and off his feet. Actually, they're giving him really no gain, right?
Yep, back to the 39, no gain. The third and 9. Jacqueline Robinson checks in. Howard checks out. Patrick checks out. Dawson goes far side with Slayton. Huntley comes near side. Holiday in the shotgun. Takes the snap. Jocks back, looking, being chased, looking, and throws the ball up downfield, got a man open, and intercepted by Greg Reed at the 10. Comes back to the side at the 15. And he's hit, and he'll be tackled at the 17-yard line. But he had, I'm going to tell you what, he had Terry Dawson open down about the 5-yard line, but he was being pressured so hard by T.J. Manning and the rest of that front four, he just had to throw the ball up in the air, and Greg Reed came in and made the interception at the 10.
21-12 now, MLK leads the Valdosta Wildcats. But you're exactly right. The defensive front gave such pressure that all he could do was just rear back and throw the ball. He saw the open receiver, just didn't have enough to get to it. He couldn't step into his throw.
And we'll take over on our 17-yard line. 9:08 to go here in the third quarter. Corey Franklin goes under center. He's got Hargett now at the fullback. He backs Greg Reed up. They're in a 5-man front. And they give it to Derrick Perry on the counter. And he's up the 25 to 30 and fights his way up to the 20 to the 34-yard line. 14, about a 13-yard carry and a first down for Derrick Perry.
Got a score. Cook County has won their game 21-0. And Coffey's coming back 28-25 now in the third quarter, but they are still down. And we talked about the Valdosta score 21-12 last we heard.
They had closed within 2.
Vikings have first down now.
C.J. Moore comes to the near side. Ball all the way out to the 30-40-yard line. Tight end to the far side of the field. linebacker walks up, and two linebackers walk up in the gap, and we give it to Gary Perry on the counter. He's across the 35 up to the 40, and we run him out of bounds. See where he steps out at. At the 41, that'll be a 7-yard carry for Darian Perry. Should be third and about three from there, and it is. Vikings going from left to right on your radio dial. 8:24 to go, third period, leading at 21-6.
Was just watching Jordan Black at tight end. He is such an emotional player, Wes. Having to keep his emotions in check.
Darius Howell goes far side. Jordan Black tied in on the near side. Greg Reed in motion, and a pitch out to Greg Reed around the left side. Steps back inside a block by Darius Perry, and he'll get a pick up maybe 2 yards as he tried to string it out to the far side of the field.
It'll be about a yard or two short of the first down.
Move it up to the third, to the 43-yard line. We've got to get up to about the 44, and we'll be third and about a yard from there. T. Money checks in along with C.J. Moore. Target comes out. There comes Ethan Barwick as he brings that Mayflower Moving Company to the line of scrimmage. Corey Franklin setting his offense. They've got the line stacked. Takes the snap. Gives it to T. Money over the right side. Oh, it's going to be close.
Real close.
It's going to be very, very close. And there comes a flag. Corey Franklin as he went around the right side. I didn't see what happened.
I didn't either. I just put my glasses down and looked back up and heard the noise.
Now he's going to be awfully close to the first down. And then the flag came in as Franklin was thrown to the ground. Now, I don't know what happened.
Sam, you heard some of the groans from the crowd. Like maybe there was maybe a little extracurricular activity.
Now, first thing we've got to do is bring the chains in, which is what they're going to do. 7:26 to go here in the third quarter. Vikings lead it 21-6. No flag. This crowd not happy.
They waved the flag off. I was just going down to ask some of the coaches what had happened, and it really was. Corey was just thrown to the ground.
Stretched the chains out. And it's going to be a first down at the 44-yard line.
So even with that trip, Tavares Williams still able to pick up the first down.
All I can tell you is the officiating crew's from Atlanta. That's all I can tell you.
But that's okay. Vikings up, first down and 10.
Christian Griffin in at quarterback. Christian drops back, looking downfield. Got a man open, Darius Howell, down at the 20, makes the catch. And they haul him down at the 10, at the 10-yard line.
Great throw by Christian Griffin. Darius was wide open, and he had to come back a little bit for the ball. Maybe on a dead run, that would have been six. So the first pass attempt of the night is complete.
And it's a 45-yard pass play from number 12 to number three.
Christian still in at quarterback.
And we're marking down at the 11, so we can get a first down at the 10, at the 1-yard line. Tavares Williams in at fullback. Listen, takes the snap. And he gives it to Greg Reed as he crosses the 10. Wow, there's a lot of extracurricular activity going on down in that pile.
And the whistle, I mean, we can't hear the whistle very well from up here, but I am an advocate of you play to the whistle. Now, they had a guy jump up onto the pile. I did not hear the whistle. I don't complain about that one little bit. So, but it's borderline.
I think he was auditioning for as a high jumper.
He got in there.
Second and 8. The ball inside the 10. C.J. Moore goes to the far side. Griffin at quarterback. Takes the snap. Pitches out to Darian Perry. He's at the 5. They run him out of bounds just as he gets almost to the 5. They mark him out at the 6. And the Astros defense has stiffened. He'll only pick up about 3 yards here.
So now it's third down. We can get a first down, Wes, right at the 1 yard line.
But we have to get to the one to do it. 6:01 to go here in the third quarter.
Vikings still lead 21-6. So we can get a first down with a 6 yard gain.
Now wait a minute. Somebody just called timeout.
No, it's official timeout. Let's see. Is that equipment or?
I'm not sure. Ball sitting in between the sticks.
Somebody from Douglas running off field, maybe a helmet problem.
Ball sitting between the 6 and the 7 yard line. Jordan Black, the tight end, will line up on the press box side of the field.
And they'll wind the clock.
Greg Dimp and Darius Howell in the field. They're in as wide receivers. We've got Greg Dimp in the slot. Desmond Miller's also in.
It's the T-Bone.
Greg Flapp, it's the T-Bone to Greg Reed, and he'll cross the 5, and they will pull him down about the 3. And that'll be 4th and goal from there.
They're going to send in the field goal unit.
Yes, sir. Fourth and goal from the 9.
A little more than an extra point attempt for Mark Willis here. Ball will be placed about the 4 yard line, just over on the right hash mark.
Christian Glisson to hold. Chip Osborne to snap. There it is. Ball down, kicks up. And it's good. And with 5:04 to go here in the third quarter, it's our Vikings 24. Douglas 6. We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to Lounge High Football on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
I'm going to say 3 words. Freshly cut steaks. See? Knew who I was talking about. Juicy USDA Choice Steaks, Austin's Cattle Company. And as soon as I said steaks, you knew who I was talking about. Austin's Cattle Company. Pleasing your taste buds with their most wanted lineup that includes Austin's famous prime rib, the New York Strip, the Delmonico, the T-Bone, just to name a few. Fresh seafood, ribs, chicken, you name it, Austin's has perfected it. Austin's Cattle Company, located just off I-75, exit 16. Austin's. It's an addiction you never have to quit.
Now back to the field for Lounge High Viking football
on News Talk 105.9
WVGA.
Back at Martin Stadium, our Lounge High Vikings lead at 24-6, 5:04 to go here in the third period. Vikings set to kick off again. Back deep to receive is number 22, Michael Patrick. And there's the new guy back. Can't see his number on the far side. Mark Willis steps into it. High end over end kick. And they'll take it at the 10. To start up the short side of the field at the 15. Comes back this way at the 10. Will it hit him? Gerald Dimp will tackle him back about the 16-yard line. Now comes the flag in. And I don't know who's going to be on. There was a lot of activity after the play, so let's see. There's 2 flags down. We tackle him back about the 17-18 yard line. Well, let's see what we've got. Dead ball, personal foul against Douglas.
That'll back him up, Wes.
That takes it all the way back to the 9 yard, let's see, to the 9 yard line. And that's where they'll start. 1st and 10 from their own 9 yard line.
Wes, we talked about earlier, with 2 rushing touchdowns tonight, Garrett Perry had tied Cedric Jones for the Viking rushing touchdown record with 38 touchdowns in his career. One more tonight, he'll break that. I got some more little tidbits we can jump in here in a little bit.
All righty. Holiday in the I formation. Brings twins to our side, 1 receiver to the far side. Takes the snap, gives it to Patrick, the tailback, trying to get outside. He's got a hole, crosses the 10. Fights his way all the way up to the 15-yard line.
Gerald Dent's in to make a quick tackle before before Patrick really just broke loose.
And that's about a 7-yard gain for Mike Patrick.
And also, Greg Reed, of course, had an interception tonight. He had an interception last week against Windsor Forest. Greg has 4 for the year. Well, now he has 5. And that's 12 to 13 in his career. Actually, he's gone ahead of Brad Allman for second all-time now in interceptions. You know who's next, don't you?
He's a second. Twins left, one man right. He drops back in, with the pass, throws the ball downfield up in the air, and it is intercepted by number four.
Marcus Sullivan
has intercepted it at the 46-yard line.
That's three interceptions for the Vikings tonight. Demp holds Lowndes' record for most interceptions, and I'm not talking about Gerald Demp. Who is that? It's the other Demp. I forgot his first name. I can't remember that. I can't believe that. But Greg Reed now is about three away, I believe, from tying that record.
First and 10 Vikings at the Astros 46-yard line. 4:06 to go, third quarter. We're leading at 24-6. Corey Franklin goes under center. Takes a snap, gives it to Derek Perry around the right side. Looking, cuts inside. He crosses the 45, fights his way down to about the 44.
About a yard.
44 and a half. And he'll get about 2 yards, and that's about a yard and a half is all he's going to get.
Something else that happened last week, Wes, the Vikings held Windsor Forest to minus 49 yards rushing. That's a new team record. The previous record was only negative 22 yards set in 1995 against Grove. Great defensive effort. We knew that was last week. We're starting to see another one already this week.
Darius Howell goes to the far side. Christian Glisson in at quarterback. Greg Reed at wing back on the near side. Adrian Hargett at fullback. And we give it to Greg Reed. Ball's on the ground! Ball's on the ground, and the Astros have recovered at the 37-yard line.
Wes, that really had trouble written on it. It was such a late handoff. Greg Reed got through the hole so quickly that when Christian went to make the handoff, it was not a clean handoff. And Greg never really had possession of the ball. So it just rolled out in front of him, and it laid on the ground. Seemed like quite a long time, didn't it?
It did.
So we get the interception, but turn it right back over to Douglas, first and 10.
3:10 to go here in the third quarter, leading at 24-6. Holiday goes under center. We're in a four-man front. Two receivers near side, one far side in the I formation. And he gives it to Patrick Cattell back. He tries to come near side. He runs into, Baby Huey, the diesel.
T.J. Manning.
And that's as far as he'll get is to the line of scrimmage.
Wes, you know, 24-6, and you start to see some of the fans are breathing a little easier. But this is an offensive team that can move the ball quickly and score quickly. This game is a long way from over with 2:39 left in the third quarter.
It sure is. They send a receiver far side, one near side. Now they put Slayton in the slot on the near side. In the I formation, we're in a four-man front. Drops back, looking to throw. Starts to run right up the middle, gets by T.J. He won't let him go. And he'll pick up about 3 or 4 yards, but T.J. Manning says, I'll slow you down enough that you're going to have to stumble and fall, but he'll still pick up 3 or 4 yards.
That's one of those situations. Holiday, you can see the power in those legs as he's able to push through there and pick up 3 yards or so.
And that'll be third and 5, the ball out to the 43-yard line. 2 minutes to go here in the third period. Geraldo Orta checks in.
That'll be in a nickel situation. They'll bring out number 64, Ridge Spivey. Go to a four-man front.
Nice. Twins left, Twins right. He's going to stay in the shotgun. Knight brings trips to our side. He's back there by himself. We're in a four-man front. And the guy moves on the inside, and there comes the flag.
Inside left guard just kind of lifted.
Well, actually, it was the number 20, Timothy Burney. The wing back come out. He come out and
so you had two then.
Yeah,
57 lifted at the same time.
I saw 20. He went set.
Did he get two flags?
Nope. Get one. We back him up 5 yards.
Exactly. So that'll bring up now 3rd and 10 for the Astros.
And that doesn't cause us to breathe any
easier
because we had them 3rd and 16 a while back, and they still threw one half the length of the field. Now he's in Twins left, Twins right. He will keep Bernie in the backfield with him. Holiday in the shotgun. Nice and strips to the far side. Takes the snap, drops straight back. Plenty of protection. Throws downfield. Got a man open. Catch made by number 16. Down and out 35-yard line. That's Albert Hutlick for the first down. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25-yard pass play.
On coverage, Greg Reed along with Geraldo Orta. And again, Holiday finds that open receiver. Throws it a little bit high. The only place that who can catch it is his receiver.
Inside, 1 minute to go here in the third quarter. Again, Twins left, Twins right. Quick snap. Holiday drops back, looking, pump. Now he's being chased around the right side, and he slips and falls behind the line of scrimmage. And he'll lose about 3 yards, but we had pressure on him that time, Bill.
I saw him pump, and I thought he had just let the ball go, but then I saw him pull back down and come around the side. And great pressure by that punt.
And I don't know why the clock stopped. Now it's running, because it stopped for a second.
Down to 20 seconds left in the third quarter.
Second and 12. Again, Twins left, Twins right. Nice trips to the far side.
Empty backfield.
Takes the snap, drops back, looking. Now, quarterback draw right in the middle, and we hit him, and he'll get back to the original line of scrimmage. It will be third and 10, but that's all. And that's the end of the third quarter. Our Vikings lead it 24-6. Let's take a 60-second break. You're listening to Lounge High Football on Newsoft 105.9 WVGA.
Well, Eddie, there are more than 1,000 famous sayings on display in this Benjamin Franklin Hall, of course. I wonder how he found the time to make them all.
Like I keep telling you, Mr. Sparkle, Ben was a plumber, a punctual plumber. When a Patriot's pipes burst, Ben would be there post-haste to fix it.
So you're saying that Benjamin Franklin had plenty of time on his hands after mucking about with plumbing to dabble with his quill?
Precisely. He also had time to invent the wood stove, the lightning rod, bifocal swim fins, and the toilet.
Benjamin Franklin didn't invent the toilet.
Testing you, Mr. Fargo.
Benjamin Franklin Plumbing is offering $25 off your next service call. Call to schedule your service today. Benjamin Franklin, the punctual plumber, with the guarantee, if there's any delay, it's you we pay. Log on to BenFranklinPlumbing.com or call toll-free 866-867-5309.
Lounge High Vikings Caller.
On News Talk 105.9 WBGA.
Back at Martin Stadium, 24-6 as we head to the fourth quarter. And Bill, with 10 minutes to go in the ball game, just a little north of us.
A lot north.
It's Peachtree Ridge 10, Roswell 10.
Wow.
They can't end in a tie.
We know that.
Third and 10. There's a snap to Holiday. He's got six left. In and single back, he'll throw the ball downfield, got a man open, and up in the air, caught by number 7. That ball bounced around, and number 7 makes the catch at the 3-yard line.
Geraldo Orta, Greg Reed, and Kelly Dossey all in front of the ball, tip it around, and down with the ball comes Terry Dawson,
who was standing behind everybody and got tackled. So it's first and goal for Douglas at the 5-yard line.
Final, 21-18, Emil King over Valdosta. So Martin Luther King wins that 21-18 over Valdosta. Final. So now Douglas has got a scoring opportunity about the 5-yard line.
First and goal from the 5. They go to the power eye formation and 2 tight ends. They give it to the tailback, number 20. He's hit at the 5, and that's as far as you'll get. That's Timothy Burney.
The last time, Wes, that Douglas got down to the 5-yard line, they tried to run 4 times, and the Viking defense stiffened and held them down at the 1-yard line.
The only thing they did to pick up any yardage last time they were there was when big number 3, Ronald Holiday, stretched it out and ran it himself, and he picked up 2 yards.
Expect to see that run, that particular play again.
They put Mike Patrick back in at tailback. Again, 2 tight ends. Holiday goes under center. We're in a 5-man front. Takes the snap. He drops back, looking to pass, looking at the end zone, being chased, throws out in the end zone, and it's intercepted by Kelly Dossey at the 2-yard line.
Kelly Dossey gets the ball back to the 3. Great display of sportsmanship right there, Wes. You missed it. Blake Summers hit Holiday just as he threw the ball, and Holiday lay there on the ground, but Blake threw a hand down, lifted him up, patted him on the helmet, and just great sportsmanship.
And there's 2 flags on the field. Let's see.
So we'll hold up on the
I don't know if that's after the catch. Let's see what that is. Let's see. Dead ball, personal foul against Peachtree Ridge. Dead ball, personal foul, Vikings offset. And it'll be first and 10 Vikings. And Coffee's out with 28-25. Coffee has been defeated. Well, Wes, the Vikings are carrying the flag now for Region 1 in the second round of the playoffs as we lead the Douglas Astros 24-6, but we have the ball now deep in our end, first and 10 for the Vikings. After an interception by number 15, Kelly Dawson.
Our own three, the second interception on the night by Kelly Dawson. Franklin goes under center. We're in a wing tee. Takes a snap, and we give it to Greg Reed as he comes around the right side. Jumps, hits, and he'll lose a yard back to the two-yard line.
Greg trying to stretch it out and trying to find a little bit of space. And there's such speed on this defense for the Douglas Astros. Can't quite get that corner. So second down now, and 11 for the Vikings.
We'll lose. It'll be second and probably it looks like it'll be
about 11.
Yeah, second and 11, 11 and a half. 10 minutes to go here in the ball game, leading 24-6. Some C.J. Moore to the far side of the field. Tight end to our side. That's Jordan Black. They're carrying motion. And Corey Franklin, I think Corey Franklin kept it himself that time.
I thought maybe he handed off, but I believe you're right. He kept that.
And there's a flag back here.
There's a lot of hitting going on between these wide receivers and the defensive backs.
So instead of big, let's see what we're going to have here. He did get the ball up to about the 6-yard line. Picked up about 3 on the carry.
Probably be a dead ball foul here, but let's see.
Personal foul against both teams, offset and penalty.
Just a lot of hitting going on, but... So now third down for the Vikings. Ball placed right at the 5-yard line. Hadn't moved the down marker yet, but it should be third down and about 9. Well, let's see. What do we got?
And they're calling the official in.
Third down. They were just checking the down and
yep, it's going to be third and 9. 9:38 to go in this ball game.
And the clock starts now. 9:33 left in the ball game.
They've got a 7-man front, 2 linebackers. Corey Franklin goes under center. Takes a snap. Gets
and
to the fullback. Right up the middle. And we'll get about
4 yards.
About 4, and that's going to be about it. It'll be 4th and about 4, and we will punt for the first time tonight with 9 minutes to go in this ball game.
Well, Hayden will get the ball about 4 or 5 yards deep in the end zone to try and get this punt away.
And they're sending Reggie Slayton back to receive this punt, standing back about our 42-yard line. Hayden Martin, high cut. He gets hit. And
no flag.
Slayton gets the ball back across the 40 up to about the 42, 43. Hayden Martin gets run into in the end zone, but he falls down. And the official, the referee standing back there, says, no. So the Astros will take over first and 10 from our 43-yard line.
Hayden did a good job, gets the punt out of there, out of the end zone. So 8:06 now left. Clock's running.
Holiday splits his receivers. He's got two backs in the backfield with him. He's in the shotgun. Takes the snap. No, it's a direct snap to number five, trying to find some place to go, and we hit him behind the line of scrimmage all the way back to the 47.
Just, I'm going to ask an official question. They punted, ran the ball, and it was down, and now it's first and 10 for Douglas. Mm-hmm. And they started the clock. Is that a normal? Shouldn't the clock start on the snap?
It should have started on the snap.
So I don't complain. We're running a few seconds off the clock here.
Well, they're checking the clock right now.
They were running the clock prior to the snap. And now they're going to run the clock again now, which is this is right on second down.
Second and 13, the ball back at the 46-yard, back at our 46-yard line. Holiday within two receivers, far side, two near side. He keeps Patrick in the backfield with him. We go to a four-man front. He's in the shotgun. Stops back, looks those out in the flat.
There's a flag
by number five. Tackle made by Dent as he rolls him out of bounds, and there's a flag. I don't know what that official is going to call.
And another flag on the other side, too.
I know we're going to have a hold back at the 50, but I have no idea what we're going to have over there. It was about a yard pass play. Picked up, got him back.
Yeah, if that's a flag on us as well as the hole, that'll offset,
right? Yep. Greg Reed's acting like it is going to be against us.
Seven oh seven left in the ball game.
24-6, our Vikings lead it.
Here's the call now, Wes.
Personal foul against our Vikings.
And that was the only call?
And that moves it all the way down.
I'll tell you what. No flag down here on the 50, Wes. Only the flag they threw out there on the sideline.
Now they're marking off their two personal fouls. They have marked it all the way down to the 25-yard line.
No, the 21.
I'm sorry, to the 21-yard line.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know what that call was, Wes.
But that's got the crowd up. They're in trips, empty backfield. He's got trips left, swims right. Holiday takes the snap, drops straight back, bumps straight, looking to throw, looking, throws downfield, throws it out of the back of the end zone, and it gets leveled. There's a lot of jawing going on down there in that field.
And yet, now Wes, when the official sees that there's going to be a confrontation, shouldn't they step into it?
Bill, all I can tell you is, in the 6 years that I've been doing this, every time you get an Atlanta crew with a team from Atlanta, this stuff happens.
Well, now we're not going to talk about it.
I'll do it.
They sat and watched a confrontation and didn't try and break it up.
I officiated too many years. Twins left, twins right. Holiday in the shot. Nope. They've got number five in the shotgun run, trying to run our T-bow. Picks us out. And he drops the ball on the ground, picks him up, and he slips behind the line of scrimmage. It'll be third and 11.
You know, in a situation,
here comes a flag.
I was just getting ready to say, Wes, this is almost like a basketball game. You got to call a timeout and get everybody resettled.
Let's see what we're going to have here. Dead ball, personal foul against.
Now this
Douglas.
This was against Douglas. Either way, I still believe. This is a situation where a good officiating crew stops. They get everybody pulled together and they say, all right,
now they're doing it.
Yeah. But no, the officials should do this. They should say, this is enough.
6:37 to go in this ball game. Vikings leading it 24-6.
Timeout Douglas. So that was where the timeout came from the Douglas Astros. But I still contend the officials should call a timeout. There's too many personal fouls on both sides. And you get your team captains, you get those teams together, and you put their heads together, and you say, all right, now look, that's enough of this.
We're going to go on. We're going to play football. We're not going to have these things anymore. But I haven't seen that from this crew. So let's see. After all this, it's going to be third down and about 28 or 30 yards. 38 yards. No, 28 yards.
5, 10, 15, 20, 25. Yep. About 22. Third and 28. The ball back on the 38-yard line.
All right, the ball
still don't mean anything, because I tell you what, Ronald Holiday, one of the best quarterbacks I've seen all year, can chunk that thing. He's got trips left, twins right, empty backfield, four-man front for our Vikings. Drops straight back, rolls wide. He's looking. He's looking. He's looking. Stop, stop. Then pressure throws downfield. Man in the end zone. Oh, knocked away at the last minute. Who was that in coverage, Bill?
Number four, Marcus Solomon, just gets a hand on it.
And there's the flag. Now, the only thing I can think, was he past the line of scrimmage when he threw the ball?
That's possible. Yep, illegal forward pass.
Illegal forward pass. He was past
the
line.
Loss of down. Fourth down.
It'll be fourth down. And that's the first, other than throwing the interceptions, that's the first mistake that young man's made tonight.
But he does have a cannon for an arm.
Yes, he does.
Now, fourth in a long way, but you got to say they're probably going to go for it with 6:26 left in the ballgame.
I would think so.
They've shown us already that yardage is not a big deterrent for them. They can still pick up some first downs.
Ball back at the 42-yard line. Yep, and they're going to go for it. Holiday in the shotgun. Two receivers near side, two far side. We're in a four-man front. Takes the snap, drops straight back. Looking, looking, starting to be pressured. Throws it way high in the air. It's up in the air and intercepted by Gregory in the end zone for a touchback.
Wes, I'm not 100% sure of the numbers now, but Greg Reed with that interception may now be the leading interceptor for the Vikings. So first down and 10 for the Vikings now at the 20-yard line because Greg intercepted that in the end zone.
Big 16 to go.
Wait 4 more minutes. I'm going to wait 4 more minutes.
The Vikings lead it 24-6.
That Viking offense now back out on the field. Christian Glinson in at quarterback.
Grissom goes under center, takes a snap, keeps it lit. Got Greg Reed downfield. Ball up in the air, and Greg Reed makes the catch at the 40-yard line. The ball bounced off the defender's back, and Greg Reed running into it made the catch.
Another pass. Christian Glinson just threw it right at the fingertip. One of those situations, it was either Greg going to catch the ball or nobody.
That's a 40-yard pass play.
We don't throw many passes, Wes, but when we do, they're good ones. That's two completions tonight for Christian Glinson. One to...
That's 85 yards in passes.
One to Darius Howell and one to Greg Reed.
C.J. Moore comes near side. Inside 6 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. Corey Franklin back under center. Takes the snap. Gives it to Derrick Perry around the right side.
Great
on one man as he runs out of bounds. And they run him out of bounds about the 34-yard line. But
there will be a face mask, probably a five-yard variety. But nonetheless, as he was round in the corner, they grabbed his face mask.
And it is just a five-yard penalty. And that's enough for a first down.
One of the things we hadn't commented on, pretty good crowd over there on the visitor side coming all the way from Douglas High School.
Ball down to the 29-yard line. Christian Glisson checks back in along with Darius Howell.
So first and 10 for the Vikings.
Howell comes near side. This one goes under center. Five-man front. That line, that cornerback walks up on the line of scrimmage now. Gerald Demp takes the pitch out and cuts back inside. The cornerback who walked up on the outside was in
ball
the drive.
Gerald had the ball squirt away from him, but it was recovered. Looks like probably Adrian Hargett, I believe, covered the fumble.
Gerald was trying to get outside, but that cornerback that walked up was in the backfield, and he had to cut back inside. He'll only pick up about a yard, yard and a half. It'll be second.
Well, Gerald's feet kind of got out from under him as he tried to make that cut right up the middle.
An 8.5 yards, 4:45 to go here in the ball game. Ethan Barwick, Levi Vita, the rest of the Mayflower Movie Company comes to the line of scrimmage with Christian Glisson at quarterback and Adrian Hargett at fullback. Glisson takes a snap, pitches out to Derek Perry, trying to go around the right side behind that big Mayflower Movie Company line, and he'll pick up 1, 2, 3.
Give him 4 yards on the carry.
Now they're going to move it over the 20 to the 24, so that's going to be a 5-yard gain. Boy, it's getting cold out west.
It has gotten even colder now.
My fingers get cold now.
Third and a very long 4. Maybe make it 3rd and 5 at the 24-yard line. We've got to get just across the 19. Tight end to the far side of the field. Now, in motion toward us, Glisson drops back, looks those downfield. Catch made by Greg Reed at the 12. He's across the 10. They run him out of bounds.
About the at 8 or 9 yard line.
At the 9 yard line, we'll have 1st and goal from the 9.
Good throw by Christian Glisson. He had plenty of time behind that offensive line. Could just look downfield. Greg Reed able to get open and a great catch.
1st and goal, Vikings, just inside the 9-yard line. Derek Perry in motion. We give it to Adrian Hargett. No, Glisson's got it rolling, looking. Throws towards the end zone and just throws that one away. And a smart play by Christian Glisson. There was nobody there.
Well, Greg Reed and, let's see, C.J. Moore were in the back of the end zone. But no, nothing open, and Christian just very smartly threw it away. So the clock stops now. 3:35 left in the ballgame. The Vikings lead 24-6.
C.J. Moore goes to the far side. Derek Howell goes near side. We split our receivers. Christian Glisson goes under center. Puts Derek Perry in motion and gives it to Hargett over the right side. No, pitches. The ball's on the ground. No, they say it was a forward pass.
Yeah, a forward pass because he did throw it forward.
So it'll be 3rd and goal.
Looked like he was going to try and pitch it, but he pitched it forward, which, of course, we know is a forward pass. So.
That stops the clock at 3:30 to go. Now, Corey Franklin and Darius Howell checked in. There comes Jordan Black in. Glisson checks out. Ball on the near hash mark. Vikings going from right to left. Target. Greg Reed at the near side. There's pitch. Corey Franklin keeps it looking. Stops. Sets back inside. No place to go. Being chased. Does it in the end zone. Catch made by Adrian Hargett. Touchdown Vikings.
I see ya, Adrian Hargett. That play was made by the scrambling ability of Corey Franklin. He hit Adrian Hargett. He just bought time. Hit Adrian about the 3 or 4 yard line, and then Adrian just walked into the end zone. Mark Willis set now for the extra point attempt.
And
the guy's backed outside. They're going to run the gate over.
Let's see what they do. Yep,
yep.
They do. Christian Glisson the hold. Chip Osborne, the lone snapper, puts it down, snaps it. Glisson puts it down. Mark Willis puts it up and in. And with 3:18 to go in the ballgame, it's our Vikings 31. And it is the Astros 6. We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to Lounge High Football on News Talk 105.9 WGGA.
It's fourth and goal, 3 seconds left, down by 4 points. The play you call will determine the outcome of the game. In the game of life, when it comes to defeating termites destroying your home, roaches and other disease carriers invading your living space, rodents in the attic, or worse, who will you call to determine the outcome? Astro Exterminating has been the go-to player since 1969 for South Georgians who want to defeat these destructive foes. When you're down to the wire, you can depend on Astro Exterminating.
Your home for Lounge High Viking Football. News Talk 105.9 WPGA.
And we're back at Martin Stadium where the Vikings just scored another touchdown to go up 31-6 with 3:10, 3:18 left in the ballgame against the Douglas Astros.
And Mark Willis set to kick off. And there's Mark Willis's kick, high end over end kick, taken by Mike Patrick.
Hit
and bounces out of bounds.
At the two. Well, let's see. Of course, that's a penalty. They should take that about the 35-yard line. Or they can make us kick it again, but I think they're going to take it at the 35. And 3:18 left in the ballgame. Vikings do lead 31-6. If this score continues on Friday, November 30th, the Vikings will host the third round of the 2007 5A State Football Playoff. Kickoff will be set at 8 p.m. here at Martin Stadium. All tickets for this game will be $10. That price is set by the Georgia High School Association. Regular season ticket holders may purchase their same seats on Monday and Tuesday. Tickets not picked up will go on sale beginning Wednesday morning. Astros line up now. Number 5, Jaquan Robinson under center.
Okay.
There's the line. There's the snap. Hand off to number 26, Josh Gillian. And he'll be stopped at the line of scrimmage. Season ticket holders may purchase their seats for playoff games at the Board of Education office during the day or at the Viking Touchdown Club meeting on Monday night. The Touchdown Club meets in the Media Center of Lowndes High School. Remember, if season tickets are not picked up by the close of business on Tuesday, those tickets will go on sale Wednesday morning. Ticket office hours for this week are Monday through Wednesday, 9 to 4:30. Let's go back to the game real quick. There's the snap down on the ground, but number 5 picks it up. He throws it. Got an open receiver.
Catch is made. He's at the 25.
D-roll.
Score. And
D-roll.
And there goes the flag.
D-roll. Darryl Roll. Darryl Roll, number 18, got beat on the play and then lost sight of the reception, not able to get turned around and get it covered. And Douglas now on the board with 6 points.
Don, have you heard the 17-10 Peachtree Ridgely's Roswell with about 45 seconds to go?
Wow.
But Roswell has the ball on the 48 and driving.
And driving. Sideline warning. And there's a touchdown. Let's see. So there, what was that? No, unsportsmanlike.
Yep. So they'll mark it. They'll take that all the way back. This is going to be a
long extra point.
A 35-yard extra point.
So the score right now, 31-12. Vikings still lead.
What are you going to fill it out,
But of course, after the touchdown, then so their extra point attempt will come from the 25-yard line. A 35-yard
extra attempt.
They go for the fake.
For the 2 points, throw downfield, and there comes the flag.
Should be offensive pass interference down here at this end because the offensive receiver went through the defender.
But it's not, but we're going to have an eligible receiver downfield, so it won't matter. We'll decline it.
So the score now with 2:21 left, Vikings 31, Douglas 12.
And we'll take a 30-second break. And you're listening to Lounge High Football on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
What do the Georgia Bulldogs in a home built with concrete have in common?
Well, both are strong enough to withstand the toughest opponents, and a home with concrete block is built to last. It's energy efficient, absorbs unwanted noise, and unlike a wood frame home, concrete can withstand the most severe storms. Oh, and my daughter says the exterior finish is as gorgeous as that Bulldog tied in she's dating.
Woo!
Call Scruggs Concrete today at 245-3668. That's 229-245-3668.
You're listening to the Lounge High Vikings Radio Network.
On News Talk 105.9.
WVGA.
And we're back at Martin Stadium. 2:21 left in the ballgame now. The Vikings lead 31-12 on a late touchdown by the Douglas Astros on a long completion from number 5, Joaquin Robinson. The Vikings just got turned around in the defensive backfield, and that speed just came out. Now, all hands team, Wes, on this kickoff, anticipating possibly an onside kick from the Astros.
That's what I would think.
So here comes the kickoff. Let's see. And there it is. Offsides on the defense. On the kicking team. That's two offsides now they've had on the kickoff.
.221 to go. 31-12, we lead it. There's 25 seconds left to go in the Peachtree Ridge Roswell game. Peachtree Ridge leading at 17-17.
That's a scary team. Coming from the 4 seed, not playing real well through the regular season, but seemed to just turn it on in the playoffs. And if all things being what they are, should be here next Friday night. All right, here comes the next attempt, 5 yards back from the 35-yard line. Still anticipating that onside kick. And everybody shuffling to the left side. Here comes the kick. There it is, right to, looks like Christian Glisson. It is, and Christian covers the onside kick. It'll be first down and 10 for the Vikings from the 46-yard line. Wes, I was thinking about the tickets next week. Looks like it probably will be Peachtree Ridge. Ticket office hours Monday through Wednesday from 9 until 4:30 p.m. Thursday, they'll be open from 12:30 until 4, and on Friday from 9 a.m. until noon. Remember, if you are a season ticket holder, be sure and get your tickets on Monday and Tuesday. If they are not picked up, they are eligible to be sold on Wednesday. So if you want your normal, regular season seat, then be sure and pick those seats up on...
Bill?
Timeout for the Vikings.
Also, you won't believe this.
Roswell's
excited. It's 17-17.
Wow. One other thing. On Friday, November 30th, when the Vikings host that third-round playoff, we're asking all Viking fans, wear the colors and bleed crimson for this game. Please dress in crimson, and let's have a crimson out next Friday. So all of our fans, next Friday night, we're going to be in the stands, everyone in maroon, crimson. We're just going to have the stands blanketed in crimson color. So if you're coming to the game next Friday night, be sure and dress in crimson. We got our stuff underneath. We might have to wear it on the outside, coats on the inside.
Want to remind you of the Lounge High Coaches Show Tuesday night at Loco's Deli and Pub. Coach and I will sit down at 7 o'clock, talk about this game. Bill and I talk about everything that happened around our area and the state. And then Coach and I talk about the upcoming ball game next Friday night. Christian Glisson goes under center. We just want to run this clock out. Takes a snap. Gives it to Adrian Hargett, the fullback. He is across the 45, fights his way down to about the 42-yard line.
Clock now down, 2:07 left in the ballgame. Saw number 46, Hayden Martin, in at one of the wingback positions. Also number 27, that's Dominique Davis, in at the wingback.
The second and six. Inside 2 minutes to go in this ballgame. Also tomorrow at 1 o'clock, Baysmore Hyder Stadium. Go ahead, Jeff.
No, I was going to say, number 39, Stephen Gibbs now checks in at the wide receiver position. The normal offensive line still in there blocking. Christian looking to the side now, waiting to get the signal to snap.
Gibbs is number 27.
That's Dominique Davis.
And he fights his way across the 40 down to the 35. He's got a first down, Bill.
Just checking out and see what other all the offensive, all your Mayflower movers still in there.
Tomorrow at 1 o'clock at Baysmore Hyder Stadium, the Valdosta State Blazers will host the Catawba Indians in the second round of the Division II playoffs. Pre-game at 12:30. Airtime kickoff at 1 o'clock.
On
the
official,
Rock on right.
Official timeout here just a second. Looks like equipment. Aaron Winston now checking in at the wide receiver. We're down to exactly 1 minute. Now the clock's running. 58, 57 seconds left. Again, Blitzen looks to the side, waits for the signal to snap.
And gives it to the count. Hayden Martin fights his way down to about the 30-yard line. He'll pick up 5 yards on the carry. And that may have been the last play of the ball game, Bill.
We're down to 30 seconds. They haven't put it down for play yet. Let's see.
25, 24. That'll be the last play of the ball game. Our Lounge Vikings will improve to 11-1 on the year in advance to play the winner of the Peachtree Ridge Roswell game here next Friday night at Martin Stadium. Listen to this crowd.
Called the Lowndes County Finest. And the clock has hit zero. It's 31-12, final score.
And our Vikings, oh, I'm proud of those fellas.
I am too.
They played some good football tonight. Let's take a two-minute break. Come back. Come back and we'll recap this for you. You're listening to Lowndes High Football on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Have you ever asked yourself, God, I wish it could be easier?